It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the trading for the month of April, and we actually brought in some pretty decent gains for most of the wheat contracts. And even corn and soybean saw some pretty good strength. Cattle also seeing another huge month, as well as soybean oil. When we turn from the break, we'll talk about the month's performance.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we wrapped up the month of April's trading, and we had some pretty good gains again as far as the wheat markets are concerned. Minneapolis led the charge, posting anywhere from 33 to 36 cent gains, while Chicago wheat was a little bit more disappointing. It only finished up 7.5 to 10 cents. Kansas City had some pretty good strength because of dry conditions and drought and the winter wheat conditions continuing to decline. Kansas City was up 42 to 45 cents. Minneapolis, of course, getting support because of slower than expected planting progress. That also came in to help support the corn market as corn gained from 7 to 10 cents, and actually pushing corn back up to recent highs as far as the market is concerned. Of course, Minneapolis and Kansas City wheat putting in new highs towards the end of the month. Soybeans continue to be in a very tight 30 to 35 cent trading range, and this month was no different as this market seems to be waiting for something. Soybeans were only up 9 to 11 cents in the old crops, up 15 cents in the new crop. Soybean meal was up $4 to $6. Soybean oil was up $6 to $7. Canola gaining $19 to $27. $27 was in the new crop as slow planting progress helped support that market. Cattle gained anywhere from $10 to $15. Feeder cattle were up anywhere from $5 to $9. And we did see the hogs slip a little bit, about $2 to $3. In the outside markets, crude oil was up over $11. Gold was down about $31. The dollar slipped 2 full cents, and we saw the Dow Jones gain close to 3,000.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.